Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
But this is going to be a little bit of ethics 101. Because what I recently, man, I got on a little kick of these like hypothetical ethical / moral dilemmas. And I thought, you know, we have like these scientists and these professors and these academic types trying to solve these things. What it needs is three knuckleheads who can improvise our way through these dilemmas. So what I've prepared for you is I have some examples of ethical dilemmas that we're going to go over, and then we're going to improvise how to solve those dilemmas, or the solve for those dilemmas.
Perfect. I have a pad of paper. I have a pen. I am ready. JPC, legally, the one thing you cannot ask is, should penguins play baseball? That was off the table, but I'm ready for any other question.
Yeah.
JPC.
I would never ask that question.
I think this is the first time ever that anyone has ever thought to come to us for any sort of moral guidance. I thought that was sort of not our brand, but I'm pleasantly surprised and I'm ready to mess
moral guidance,
stuff up.
Yes.
I'm a bit of a Samantha when it comes to spiders. I'm an American Girl doll.
Okay, I'm ready.
Just to be clear, no one's coming to us. I'm coming to them. This is all stuff that I've just collected from the internet. Now, we have a couple hypothetical ones, and then I was also looking at the moral dilemmas subreddit, too. And a lot of them are, like, fake or philosophical, so we're not going to get into those. But I might preen a few from there. But the first one, this is just kind of a common like, you know, moral / ethical question that may exist in the real world. Maybe it doesn't apply to all of us, but maybe at one point it did. And that is the concept of ghosting a relationship. Ending a relationship by just not responding to the other person at all. Do you think it is morally or ethically right to end a relationship in that fashion?
Trying to remember if I've ever done that, and if I have, then it's okay, and if I haven't, then it's bad.
Exactly. Now that's, you've landed on. So some of the reasons that people
do ghost, not as I do. Yes, is
they want to avoid conflict, right? Like, if you're a conflict averse person, you might, or you don't know how to handle a situation, you just might be handling it. Or you might be like, maybe you're like afraid of what the other person will do. You might think they'll fly off the handle or something, and you don't want to deal with that. So there are like reasons why people ghost. But then ultimately, is it the most kind thing to do to another person? And maybe do we have to think about the implications of, does that perpetuate a cycle where I don't want to paraphrase psychology, but I think the phrase is ghost people ghost people.
Yeah.
Okay.
Here's my thought about it. I think that after a certain point, you're past the point of no ghosting. So I think if you have been like flirting a little over the internet and you haven't met in person, you can ghost. There doesn't need to be like a formal goodbye. And in some ways, a formal goodbye is a little insulting to that other person.
Got it.
I think after one date, and if you both don't really like each other, if no one has texted the other person after one date,
okay,
you can just sort of let that lie. If it's been 4 days and you haven't heard from the other person, you don't have to reach out. You know what I mean? But after a second date, I think,
is it ghosting if both people just don't ever like text? Like
then, no, I guess, yeah. But I think
that's that feels more mutual.
Ghosting. You can ghost correspondence on the internet. You can ghost people you haven't met in person. But if you have met them in person, particularly in a romantic context, and you've gone on a couple dates with them, and especially, I think, if you've been physical with that person, I think be honest and clear and communicative and respectful if you don't want to see that person again.
So like if you've lifted weights together or like played pickup basketball?
Mm-hmm, or done like a Jane Fonda aerobics video.
How old do you think I am?
I don't know, like 80?
If you've spit spiders into somebody's mouth, you owe them a call.
Yeah.
Yes.
Adel, what do you think?
I think it, there's so many factors that need to be taken into account. To me, it's a thing of if that person, if you've maybe been dating them for a little bit, so say like 1 week to 3 months or something,
yeah,
and that person absolutely sucks, where it's like you hang out and it's like, I think this is fun. And then they're like, so anyway, my mom's a bitch. And you're like, what? I think you can at any time.
What? Ghost.
What?
If that
Chandler,
person sucks,
what?
If that person sucks, I think you can ghost to like not waste any more time or energy on the person. If you know that person is going to like cling to you or try and drag you down, a la crabs in a bucket, I think you can just be like, I'm severing all ties. I don't really need to speak to this person again. I can just block them on accounts or unfollow them or whatever. And just walk away. And I think you have permission to do that because the other person is just like toxic or just not great to be around. Mm. If you are married and have kids,
oh,
now things get a little more difficult because if you ghost with the kids, that's kidnapping. If you ghost. What I would say is do if it's anything past 3 months and the person you have a fairly good relationship with them, they're not calling their mom a B word. I would go versus ghosting. I would go with the pot roast or barbecue method, which is low and slow, which is you lay low and you slowly fade away. It's almost like what Marty McFly does in Back to the Future. Remember, he's playing guitar and then he looks at his hand.
Yeah.
And it becomes he sort of becomes.
Yeah. When he pot roasts in that movie, as we said.
Well, it's Dr. Adel Terp. So I would say anything after 3 months, you have to do sort of a low and slow. And then I would say if it's more than 3 months and the person is still awful, so say you've been with someone for 10 years and it just turns out they absolutely fucking suck.
Yeah.
Instead of ghosting, I would recommend poltergeisting. What is poltergeisting? Now, a poltergeist is famously a ghost who's had enough and they are out for revenge. So then I think you can ghost them plus send them dog shit in a box.
Okay. I'm writing on a sticky note to put on my computer so it's always there. Never date Adel in all caps.
Wow. Interesting. Aaron,
I don't
you're
get
about
poltergeisted.
To get a package in the mail.
I want to kind of split the difference between the two of you because I think it's more of a bell curve. I think it's like you can ghost up to 2 weeks and then not at all until 50 years. And then 50 years on, you could ghost after that. So
I think you die at 50.
You die at 50? Hey, Adel, you better fucking hope not.
I would like to see a scene to maybe work this out.
Okay.
JBC, you and I are going to be on a first date, and Adel is our waiter, and he ghosted you. You guys dated for a while, and he ghosted you, and so you're seeing him again for the first time.
Got it.
So, yeah, my boss is kind of kooky, kind of wild, but he's nice, so it's a pretty good office culture.
He sounds fun, but, like, I don't know. Don't take this the wrong way. I'm glad he's not my boss. But he does sound fun. But he sounds fun.
Yeah. I mean, I miss working from home, obviously. Yep.
Sure.
Sorry.
Yeah, cool.
Sorry, ma'am. Seems like you're dining alone. Are we waiting for anybody else?
Oh, I'm here with my date right now, Todd. Can I get a water with lemon?
Absolutely. I'll be right back.
And a water with lemon for me as well. Okay.
Whoa.
I know our waiter.
He didn't even see you, I don't think. That was so weird.
Yeah, that's my ex. That's my ex. So that's why. Yeah, that's why that happened.
Cool.
I am so sorry. I did not know that they worked at this restaurant. I'm so sorry.
No problem. My boss is my ex, so I get it. Running into your ex can be really weird.
Oh. This recontextualizes the story that he told, and right. I think he's not a bad boss anymore. I just didn't have that context. Okay.
Cool.
Water. Do you want to hear about our specials today? We have specials for solo diners.
I'm here with Todd, and Todd would like water with lemon as well. And then we'd like to hear your specials.
You'll just have to probably order for me because this is probably just going to be the way. And it's a really good restaurant, so I don't want to go anywhere else.
I don't think I've ever in my entire life heard those words arranged like that. Todd, that's a word/name I've never heard in my entire life. It sounds like a noise you just made up.
You're being really eye-rolly and sort of acting a little strange.
Thank you for not saying cringe. Thank you for finding a workaround from cringe.
I mean, you guys are exes, so maybe we can talk about this in a healthy way. I'm sure it ended in a healthy way where you two can be cordial to each other, right?
No, he had an exorcist break up with me.
What?
He had an exorcist come to my house, tell me that I died, and that I was possessed by a demon. I had passed on to the afterlife. He called a lot of my friends and family and told them that I had passed away as well. It was very involved.
Is this true?
If there is a Todd, or whatever that is, that you're seeing in your mind's eye or something, you might want to tell them that they probably owe me a healthy chunk of money for hiring that exorcist. Exorcists are not cheap. It's a very niche market. There's not a lot around, and it seems like they only do 3 to 4 cases a year. So
let me ask
it
you,
was very
if
expensive.
You got a Venmo request 2 weeks after an exorcist almost ruined your life, would you pay that Venmo request?
I mean, yeah, but
thank you.
Let me, I don't know. I don't know why I think I'm an expert on this. I'm just a lady who's still in love with her boss. But I think
what happened here, you would pay the Venmo request?
Yes, of course. I think
what happened here is
he heard about ghosting and he didn't know what it was. So instead of looking it up, he pretended you were a ghost, treated you as such, and called the exorcist.
I panicked. Simply put, I panicked. And it's not like we didn't have good times with me and this, what was the name, Todd?
Todd, it's Todd. My name's Todd. Your name is also Todd.
Todd, you're screaming.
Ha! Wait, are you talking to yourself? I can never know.
Todd, you're screaming is what I'm saying to my phone with a reverse camera.
Never date another person with your first name. I'm so sorry. What was your boss's first name?
Todd.
Great.
See you.
1, 2, 3, 4. Hey, riddle, riddles, Clue Crew.
Listen to the rest of the episode now by starting your free 7-day trial at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle.